If you enjoy the Three Rivers Academy, please click the link below to donate to the MetaHumans Rising GoFundMe campaign. Thanks.
And shards will be strong like a good condom. Or my mind may snap like your mom's condom.
Okay.
Don't laugh. Don't encourage that.
Housestock Productions presents Open Actions, an actual play podcast featuring Archie, Krista, Mike, and Dave Silva, author of the Open Actions system.
Last session, Julian was not able to make it, so we went through a team origin for an alternate group of heroes, including the Red Wanderer, an immortal from Spain who is destined to watch his family perish, Thrasher, a researcher for SCICAD, a government agency dedicated to the acquisition and understanding of alien technology, and Echo, a former soldier from World War II who, after exposure to KB, slowed his aging process and gave him the ability to reflect powers back at their targets. Oddly enough, this week, Mike was not able to make it. He plays Soren in our regular game, and he is Echo in that team origin. But Julian was able to make it, so bonus. So he will be joining our hiatus characters with his new character, Mentalos. Julian, if you wouldn't mind, tell us a little about Mentalos.
Well, physiology-wise, he didn't fit in with the caste system of his people. So when they invaded Earth, he stepped behind. He's got a few hang-ups. Like he can't stand people being shot or hurt in his immediate vicinity, so he tries to get involved to stop things.
Just to clarify, while our team origin centered around an alien invasion, Julian's character is a member of the Zo, an alien race that invaded the Earth back in 2001. He's actually been on Earth for about 9 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
And while he was not part of our team origin, he is a consultant for SCICAD, because, well, you've already moved to Earth, you may as well sell out your alien peoples, right?
Yeah, it seemed like a way to make some money.
Our game picks up several months after the events of our team origin, and at the Luke Air Force Base near Phoenix, Arizona. Thrasher, Echo, and the Red Wanderer have arrived at the Luke Air Force Base outside of Phoenix to research a strange energy signature that's been detected inside the city. And while they're there, they are meeting with a technical liaison for the first time who goes by the code name Mentalos. So why don't you guys set that scene up for me?
So I take it I'm already in the lab working on something.
Okay, so you're in a lab. What are you currently working on?
Something detected a signal, but I try to make a portable version of the scanner so we can actually carry it with us as we go through the city. Kind of like a Geiger counter for whatever its radiation is.
So, Thrasher, Red Wanderer, you two walk into this lab. You really weren't briefed on what to expect. And there is this, how tall are you?
6'9".
So, Thrasher, Red Wanderer, you walk into this lab. And there is a 6'9" being standing in front of human-sized lab equipment in ornate alien-looking garb.
He looks overdressed compared to my Class A uniform, since we were traveling, I have to be in my military uniform.
You should try pinstripes. They leave the eye down.
Pinstripes? I'm sorry, you don't go with my Class A's.
As a SCICAD researcher, you recognize it as a ISO uniform. They're ruling caste, what they would wear.
Do I know his name? Is it part of my orders?
Yeah, Mentalos.
Oh, that's his real name. Okay.
Well, that's the code name you've been
given. Everybody's code name.
Okay. So, you are the Zoe Mentalos, are you not?
That I am.
I'm Lieutenant Candace Kane. This is the Red Wanderer.
I know.
Though I am wondering why you introduced yourself by your real name and your companion by code name.
Because I don't know the other?
Yeah, we'll say I introduced myself as the Red Wanderer.
And how are you dressed?
Straight leg, black pants, long sleeve, black Henley. My hair is tied back with a red ribbon.
And does he have any kind of mask?
No.
Continue, you three.
Nice to meet you guys. I was just working on a portable scanner.
In regards to the energy signature that you spoke of earlier?
Well, not me, but yeah. there was an energy signature picked up in the city. Strange energy is nothing I've seen before, and no one else seems to be able to identify it. So we want to track it to the source.
Very good. Since there's a potential for seeing some action here, I think I should switch it to my flight suit. So if you'll bear with me a moment so I can go ahead and change, then we'll be able to head out right away.
Okay.
All right. You put the finishing touches on the scanner. Is this something that integrates with your gauntlets, or is this like some standalone device?
Standalone device. When you actually get ready to go, he will put the gauntlets on.
And these are also just incredibly ornate, and from an outside observer, they would look like large metal gauntlets with just very ornate inlays. We know what they really are. So once the scanner's done and Candace has had her wardrobe change, where are you guys going?
Oh, can you give us a heading?
Well, look at no one's triangulated signal yet, right? It just comes from somewhere in the city.
Yeah, the best that the satellites were able to detect was somewhere in Siberia.
Okay. I say we start with the middle class areas first. They're all over the place.
Well, considering that I don't know the vicinity here, perhaps I should get a map so we can go ahead and try to our best course of action. If anything, I would like to try to triangulate the signal. Will your device give us a heading?
Well, yeah, we only have one device, so triangulating is a little difficult.
If it gives a heading and distance, at least we have somewhere to work with. All we need to do is get 2 points of reference.
No, it's not going to give you distance. It's not that sophisticated.
Well, let's do 2 headings so I can, in a map, it will work wonders.
Okay.
I'll just bring bring a compass. I'm sure I could get that in an emergency if I have to, since it's typical military issue stuff.
I was going to say, and they provide you guys like a Jeep.
You know, that works.
Around Phoenix.
All right.
Interesting vehicle. It doesn't hover.
None of our vehicles do.
You know how to pilot it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Although, because of her rank, she was hoping that she'd probably have some non-com to drive her, but that's a different issue. She doesn't need a person to drive her.
Oh, so you guys are on an Air Force base, and Syfhead is a division of the Army, so they got you a Jeep.
All right. That's what I thought.
Wing nuts versus ground pounders. Gotcha.
Well, it's the... I'm not inserting an NPC right now.
All right. Now she'll take the wheels, which means that it's her ass if something happens to it.
So we head to Phoenix and try to trace where the signal's going. There's a midtown, downtown section of Phoenix, right?
Phoenix is divided up into like 13 different villages. So yes, there's a midtown and downtown.
Okay, 13 villages. Well, I guess we can take the ones on the outside and circle around so we can get your heading and then go straight for it.
With that and a map of the region, we shouldn't have too much problems.
Can you access Google from his smart device?
Yeah, you have smart equipment, so not a problem at all.
Okay.
I mean, but if you're looking for something more in-depth, I'm sure you have access to, military imaging and things like that.
Okay. Well, we'll call it up as we need it. Meantime, let's do it the hard way and just, like I said, go around the perimeter so we can triangulate where it seems to be coming from.
All right. So go ahead and give me a research roll since this is your tracking device.
Okay. My research is a 3. And that's backed by with intelligence, right?
Intelligence.
So that's 3x plus 11. 22. No sixes.
Okay. So you start in Rio Vista and begin working your way toward Desert View and Paradise Valley area. Go ahead and give me a second research roll.
Wow, okay. 24, I think. No, 23, but 2 sixes, though.
All right. So once you move into the city, your scanner starts clicking away, and you realize that it is further south than either districts you've been in so far. And so you move toward South Mountain, which is south of Central City of the Trenches, and that points you northward. You kind of circle back around in a clockwork pattern through Maryvale, and you zero in on an area that's a little bit outside of downtown called Alhambra, specifically the Metro Rail Station.
The energy signal is waiting for the train. Well, park the Jeep, follow inside. Take a look around. Do we suspect this radiation is harmful?
No, like most forms of radiation, this doesn't appear to be harmful. But it is a unique energy signature.
Okay.
So the Metro Rail is similar to a subway that you're familiar with being New Yorkers, but it's almost like a subway bus hybrid that runs along surface streets, although it does tend to have its own dedicated lane.
Kind of like a trolley?
Yeah, think of it as an updated trolley. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. Okay, cool.
So the Alhambra station is, well, it looks fairly normal, like a depot for these things to pull in, with a large overhanging area for people to board and deboard the light rail.
Okay.
And then your sensors are pointing you into the building.
That's what we came here for. Head for the building.
So everybody make me some perception roll. This is your sense of perception plus 3 dice, unless you have a power that adds to that.
28, no sixes.
And just 21, 1 6.
32 and no sixes.
Okay. So all of you pick up that this place is in immaculate condition. Everyone seems to be lined up in a neat and orderly fashion. There doesn't seem to be any trash on the ground. It's almost like you walked into the model of what a train station should look like versus the reality of what a train station looks like.
Isn't there trash? There's obviously something wrong here.
Okay. The building's immaculate, so nothing crashed into the building.
No, nothing appears to have crashed into the building.
Okay, well.
And at this range, the best you can get is it's from inside the building, but it's too close to pick up anything more than that.
I would like to go ahead and attempt to touch the building just to make sure that it's actually there.
Oh, like it might be an optical illusion or something?
Yes.
The building does appear to be a building. All right. It has, in fact, building-like qualities.
All right, so I can't just push my hand through it.
Are there people coming in and out of it?
There are people standing in perfect lines in front of it, waiting for the next metro rail. No one seems to be going in or out.
The lines aren't moving at all.
They're waiting for a train to show up, or a rail line to show up.
Was there any normal reason for going inside the building, like tickets or something like that?
Well, it's like you can cross over to different lines. From, like, the building is more like a hub, and then there's a rail yard, because this building is kind of like the end of the line.
Okay, so the door should be open then, if it's a hub. Try the door.
Now, of course, being Zoe, once you step out of the van and walk past the crowds, you pick up on some funny looks. I want you to roll subterfuge if you have it, and if you don't, just roll your expression plus 2 dice.
I do not believe I have that. I got an 8.
Yep. Years though, people are apprehensive of your presence.
All right, let me try pulling off something. I'm gonna say, as I walk with him, says, "Doesn't he make a perfect cosplayer?" I swear, I've never seen a costume like his ever.
Hmm. Some people look at you and then kind of go back to facing forward.
Do I need to roll, or is that enough? Or was that effort enough?
Yeah, they're trying to ignore whatever you're doing.
It's not New York City. Like I said, try the door.
So there's no issues opening the door. It does look like there is no one in the lobby, though.
I'm actually in agreement with you. Take a look around.
Where do you want to look?
Look at the connecting travel through the building is, and see if that has the same lack of trash and dirt as the outside.
Yes, it looks spotless in here. So while the three of you are kind of looking around, a middle-aged woman approaches you wearing a transit uniform. She seems to be rather put out, approaching the three of you.
Is this a one-story building with multiple stories?
It's a one-story building. And she says, "At this time, we are not allowing foot traffic within the building. Please go to your designated train stop."
What seems to be the problem?
So I just want to point out the obvious really quick. There's a 6'9" alien, a woman in power armor, and a man with a bow on his back. This woman has ignored all those things and told you to go to your bus stop.
I know that. I know it's not usual. I'm just playing along.
Is this not where the cosplay convention is?
And he says, "I'm sorry, the lobby is closed. I can't disclose anything. Please, if you would mind exiting."
Well, can I at least use your bathroom?
Make an etiquette roll.
Yeah, I was gonna check to see if she was a source of radiation, just to be on the safe side.
You are too close to the source to pick it up.
11, no sixes.
And she says, "No, I'm sorry. You'll have to wait till your next stop to use their restroom. We need you to leave now." And she kind of brings her wrist up to her mouth and says, "I'm asking you again, please leave the building, please exit the building."
I'm in a touchy situation because Psycat has no real authority in here. The only thing I could do at this point is radio my superiors and talk to them about getting me authority to work in the location of the subway hub.
Okay, so when you go to radio in, you realize that your comm can't transmit right now.
Probably interference from...
But somehow it seems like she was talking into her wrist when she told you that you need to leave, so take that for what it may mean.
Either it's a different type of communication that's not jammed, or just, wait a minute, it could be just because it's just a short range, where she's trying to make a call to outside the building.
That's possible. So, when you try and radio in, you can see about 7 other transit authority people coming from doors that say restricted, and actually, like, 2 of them come from a door that just says restroom. They have straps across their chest.
Oh, they're armed. Okay. All right, let's get out of here. I believe you have, what's that paper called? A warrant, I think. You should be able to get one since we know where the energy signal is. We just need access.
Let's go out the building real quick and see if I can go ahead and contact my people. If not, then I'll go ahead and move outside the source of the interference and see if I can do it that way.
So the woman says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were here for an official investigation. How can I help you out?"
We just need to take a quick look to around the building. Something seems to be odd. Caught our attention.
Of course. I'm happy to escort you wherever you need to go.
She actually sounds robotic like that.
I was about to ask, is she a real person?
She seems like a real person.
Well, if you're talking in that manner, I wouldn't believe that shit for a freaking New York minute.
Yeah.
I'm not even from New York.
Well, the only way that I have to test that would be, like, I don't know, to hit her or touch her or shoot her.
Let's not do that just yet.
Are you going to do any of those things?
Yeah. No. The most I can do is poker. But
are you good at stealth?
Yes. Are you saying I can sneak behind her and give her a quick poke?
How about you just sneak behind her and look to see what was in there?
What's in where? Her skirt?
No, the freaking restroom area that everybody's going in and out of.
Well, some people came out of restricted areas. Just 2 people came out of the restroom.
Yeah, well...
Well, I had planned on going to the bathroom to stealth around, but, like...
You guys tell me?
Well, I was going to say, as soon as we started to go, like, as a group, I would sneak off. But fuck knows how stealthy I can be, like, not in a suit and all black and a bow on my back.
Oh, please, you're good at it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to attempt to engage the security person in question to allow the red wanderer to go about doing his wandering.
All right, so let's see if Thrasher is able to distract her. So do you have the distraction talent?
No, I do not.
So just roll your expression and 2 dice.
Yeah, subterfuge if I could try to pull off being sneaky like that, but total of 13 with 1 6.
All right, so go ahead and give me a stealth roll for the red wanderer.
Word. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you because I snuck away.
Stealth, dexterity, and 3 dice.
28 and no sixes.
All right, so the red wanderer slips away and goes to the bathroom. All
right, well, I'm going to fuck off and go behind some secret doors.
Are you going by the restricted door or the bathroom? Which is your head through the bathroom.
Why should I go to the bathroom?
I don't know. That's where you told me you were going.
Well, let's check out the bathroom then and see what's going on. And then after I find out that there's nothing in the bathroom, I'll go through the restricted door.
I thought that's where you said you were going.
No, that's where that was supposed to be where I was just asking to go. Sorry.
So you're actually going to go through the restricted door?
Yes.
You slip through the restricted door, and it leads to a fairly normal-looking hallway. And this leads to, like, an office area. You peek around the corner, and you can see there's another 4 armed men sitting there waiting for something.
Does anybody else look like me? Is anybody else just kind of wearing all black, business casual?
They are wearing urban camo tactical gear, and they have what looks to be some type of rifle strapped to their back.
I have such a strong desire to just, you just burst out and say, Excuse me, do you know where the car parking is? Or where the parking deck is? But I feel like that's a terrible idea. Fuck it.
Okay. Super duper, we're doing this. So, you say this, and these guys immediately like shoot up and pull their guns around, and you should roll initiative as well.
47 and 2 sixes.
So you get 2 willpower for that. In the lobby area, Candace is trying to talk to the woman that originally approached. And as I mentioned, there was 6 people who had come out to address you guys. And while you're talking, the woman pulls a set of pistols.
Okay. Now, I don't know if anyone else here is bulletproof, correct?
Well, you know that Thrasher is wearing a set of power armor, and the Red Wanderer has disappeared.
Okay. Well, I still try to get her attention so that we don't test that battle suit under combat conditions until we have to.
Well, she's talking with the woman that just pulled the guns out, and she says, "You couldn't have just come with me." And the other men are lighting some type of rifle or machine gun off of their slings. So let's go ahead and have you guys roll initiative as well. Couldn't have let this be easy.
Jeez. I mean, ones aren't bad, but what if I roll all 3 ones?
Well, then you're going to have a very low initiative roll.
28.
26.
That's with 3 ones? Shit.
I'm a very well-trained individual.
Okay, first move I get, I'm trying to force it on.
All right, so just as a reminder, slower initiatives go first, but higher initiatives have the ability to interrupt other people's actions. So, for example, when the woman talking to Thrasher opens fire on Thrasher, Mentalos would be able to open up his force field and try and get in front of the bullets if he so chose. But first, I want to focus on shooting Thrasher.
Okay, well, my action would have been, since she's already presenting herself in more hostile posture, probably would go ahead and try to take her down. And she's going to try to shoot me before that happens, right?
Yeah, so she's going to take her action, which is to shoot you.
All right, and the other action I would have taken would be to take an active defense.
Okay, so you can take an active defense if you want. Just roll the dice associated with your defense and add to the value.
Okay, so that's 4 dice. So my active defense, let's see, 6, 6, and 5. That's 17, plus my normal defense of 30.
So 47?
Yes.
All right.
Now, 2 sixes.
You rush forward, you push the gun up and out of the way, and what does your counter strike actually look like?
Counters at the gun, then goes ahead and takes an instep in, and a hit to the sternum.
Okay.
Solid and hit to the sternum.
What's the damage on that?
13.
Your flight suit, like, you're using, like, the strength actuators from the flight suit, and I guess part of, like, the gravity aspect of it as well.
The flight suit really only adds about 5 points to it. Most of that's on me. It is a performance enhancer, but not as much as my pure...
You're putting up some serious damage just through training.
Yeah.
All right, so you send her sprawling across the floor. Like, the guns go one direction, she goes another direction as you knock her out. And then the mercenaries are going to open fire on the Red Wanderer and the two of you.
And that's just one action?
That's one action, yeah.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and shoot the Red Wanderer up some.
All right. You just have to let me know when I can perform the attack.
What attack?
Because I still have another action.
Well, you're going to go after the mercs, unless you want to interrupt them. All right. So shooting the Red Wanderer some. It's in the room around me. It's a locker room. There's like a table there. There's a place for jackets and uniforms to be hung up. There's a TV in one corner. Are you taking active defense or trying to stop them when they attempt to shoot you?
If it's taking active defense, I'd like to throw myself under the table, roll over the table, flip it all. All
right, so you're going to like dive fast them onto the table and flip it over and around you as you hit the ground?
Like on its side, and I'm like on the other side of it.
Okay. So you roll your dice associated with defense.
26. And 2 sixes.
So that shit you just said? That happens. You rush past these guys that are bringing their guns up.
Mm-hmm.
You slam onto the table and slide across it, rolling it over you so that you hit the ground, and then it's like a shield as their bullets ricochet off.
So Captain Spain style?
Now for the mercenaries who are shooting up Thrasher and Mentalos. Are you guys going to do anything to interrupt the mercs as they shoot at you?
I'll teleport between two of them and try to cut the guns or knock them down at least.
So you want to like disarm them before they can actually shoot?
Now, the other mercenaries are acting as a mob?
They're acting as a mob. If you want to try and disarm all of them, go ahead and spend 1 mil willpower to make your attack a radius. You're just going to roll your basic attack roll at a minus 10.
Okay, you said spend 1 willpower, you said? So 3 dice. 25, 1-6.
They go to draw their guns. You activate your gauntlets and teleport between these guys, because they're all through the lobby, right? And you just kind of bounce in between them, knocking the guns from their hands before they even get a chance to fire.
Excellent.
All right, so Thrasher, your second action.
If I perform my favorite attack, which is the neck trip one, is that going to go ahead and take down the whole group because they're a mob?
Okay, so while your abilities are written out to attack single individuals, but essentially what you want to do is just make a basic attack roll and describe it as you're attacking the group. So for you, that would be a 25 on the attack roll, and it would do 9 damage.
Okay, so while I'm getting ready to roll my three dice for that.
Four dice.
Or is it 4 dice? 4 dice.
4 dice.
Okay, so basically what ends up happening, Thrasher goes ahead and mixes it up between them, sliding between their legs, flipping over them, doing all sorts of fancy moves, sliding around them. With the end result, and he's saying I needed have a 25 plus my roll. So 25 plus I rolled...
20 plus your 20. Roll.
Okay, and I rolled 12. So that's a 32.
And did you roll any sixes?
No, unfortunately not. Do I have to roll twice, or does it count as a...
No, you just roll once.
Okay. So basically I knock them all to the ground between all the flipping around I do against them.
Yeah, so when you're attacking a mob, you can describe it however you want. You can add in maneuvers if you want, and it makes thematic sense. You can't grapple 5 people all at the same time. Right? Like if you were a giant character, that would make thematic sense, and you could do that, no problem.
All right, so do you want to leave it as a basic attack then?
The only thing I was saying is that minus 6 doesn't apply.
Okay. All right, so
describe what that looks like.
Well, basically, she'll go ahead, slide between the legs of one guard, hit the other. Her basically get moving around them, deftly strike and mess if she moves from person to person.
So all said and done, how many are still standing?
The 2 that were furthest away, she couldn't get to immediately.
Okay.
There are just like 3 guys on the ground that she has taken out in a matter of seconds. And then, Mentalos, what do you want to do for your second action?
Okay, I don't have the staff out yet, so is it even possible to use the flat of a psychic blade?
Well, you're going to describe what the psychic blade looks like.
Okay.
So,
are you worried about killing them with your psychic blade?
Yes.
Well, you're hitting them in their minds.
Oh, right. I'm thinking I'm cutting physically with it. All right, well, in that case, so it's more like Psylocke's blade.
Well, you should tell me what it looks like. Because it could be like a sword made of psychic energy. Or it could be like a mace with spiky balls.
No, I was picturing a sword, kind of like a cutlass.
Okay. So it actually like forms a guard over the edge of the gauntlet, and then the blade kind of erupts from that?
Yep, and I pop between the 2 guards and slash both of them.
All right, so go ahead and make your attack roll.
24 plus 3 dice. 33.
All right, and how much damage does that do?
5.
And what does that look like?
Oh, his attack?
Yeah.
He pops between the 2 of them, and he kind of spins between the 2 of them and slap through the head, I guess, with the blade, since the blade doesn't actually do any damage to their bodies.
All right, so the blade passes through both of them, and it just kind of collapses as it does.
Yep.
All right. Red Wanderer, you are pinned down in the office.
Is there anyone that I can jump up and attack with my bow, just, like, beating them? Like, trying to knock some heads.
So you want to, like, jump up and, like, hit them with your bow? Like, go ahead and make your attack roll. It would just be what's listed as shoot arrows. But for you, it's just, you know, swing bow staff.
42 and 1-6.
And how much damage does that do?
10 wounds.
Plus 2 for the 6, so 12. So you jump up and describe what this looks like, because you're going to take out all of them.
So they've already shot at me and hit the table?
Yeah.
Steps up with his bow, and he whips it around and cracks the first guy, then pulls it back and hits a guy in the stomach with the end of it, and then continues to just knock every single available, like, piece of every body part that he can, like, see, idly hitting people. It's like someone sneaks up behind him and gets ready to shoot him, and he goes, no, no, and then let's see what happens to them.
They fall down.
Oh.
You have managed to, like, knock them all out.
Some shitty mercenaries.
You're superheroes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're superheroes and you're not teenagers.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
Okay, right. You have the real perception to hear the gunfire down the hallway?
Like, you guys, both of you are able to hear gunfire from the two different rooms.
So they're all knocked out?
Yeah.
Can I just start heading back towards them?
Towards Thrasher and Metallus?
Oh, no, wait. No, I don't want to do that. There's a room there. Never mind.
Yeah, this is the room they were all hanging. They were actually just, like, hanging out here.
Oh, but there's nothing past that room? It's just a room in this... It's just, you know, a secret area that they just so happen to... It's like a secret break room. That's what this ended up being.
it's not really a secret. It's just the room behind the restricted door.
The room behind the restricted door is a break room.
Yes, you're not allowed to go into the break room.
I am disappointed. Like, is that seriously what that was?
Yeah, well, I did get a chance to mention the canister of nerve gas with the explosive tied to it.
Is it
active? Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it's counting down. Well, you don't know if it's nerve gas, but it's a big canister, and there's, like, some stuff strapped to it, and there's, like, a counter on it.
And I
it was, like, in the corner.
I knocked everyone out, so I can't, like, pick someone up by their collar and be like, did you know this was here? It'd just be a lot of, like, neck flopping. Well, shit. Can I move it?
Are you sure you want to move it?
I'm not an explosives expert, so I guess I head back out and see you in... To let everybody know what's happening, because you said I didn't hear the gunshots?
No, you did.
Oh, then I run back out.
All right, so you run back out.
I want to look at that timer, see how much time you had left.
That. Maybe I come back out, and they're like, it's counting down? How long does it have? I don't know.
It was actually like 8 hours.
Oh, cool. I don't know, something like 10 hours. No. I'll give you guys an accurate time.
So when you run out... You see that
the
six guys that were out here are all knocked out.
Okay, well, he appears to be in one piece, no holes. So I go back to where the lady came from.
She was in, like, a little kiosk in the center.
Like a Jamba Juice?
No, like an information
like board. Like an Auntie Anne's?
Are you hungry?
Not for Auntie Anne's. Please continue, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, she was like in a little information booth.
Okay, so we've basically covered this entire floor.
Well, and you know that there is a what looks to be a bomb in the break room.
And apparently there are maps in the information booth. Oh, was that a joke?
No, there's, like, maps for, like, the rail lines and stuff.
Oh, I was thinking for the building.
No, like, the little maps that you get that shows you, like, this route goes here.
Mm.
Okay, is it... Okay, I don't have demolitions.
Does anyone have engineering?
I think I may.
I can get us pretty drunk, so we won't care.
I can repair stuff. I can't break it other than punching it.
Well, I have engineers, so I can do it.
All right. Did you want to try and disable the bomb?
Well, we do have time.
Yeah, you've got a good 8.5 hours.
So I will go to a payphone, call in for support, since the radio jamming is still in effect, I assume, right?
It is. And Mentalis, if you wouldn't mind, roll your sense in 2 dice.
15, no sixes.
Okay, so that bomb is not the source of the energy signature. That's coming from somewhere else in this building.
Yeah, my only concern is that because we are dealing with nerve gas, you see, saying?
I said you don't know if it's nerve gas or not, but it's a giant canister with what looks like a bomb strapped to it.
A biohazard symbol.
Yeah, either way, it's something that I can't handle by myself in case something goes wrong. We need to contain it, and we need to call in reinforcements.
Okay, look, while... She's calling in everybody. I look for a way up or down in this place.
Well, this is a single-story building as far as it appears to be.
She said this floor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll take a look on the roof because I discarded that idea that's bad on me. See if anything's on the roof. Nothing on the roof, then look for a way down to a basement somewhere.
Okay, so you teleport up to the roof?
Yeah.
Make a perception roll for me. Sense of perception at 3 dice.
While he's doing that, I look for a basement.
There is no basement.
God damn it. I'll stand there and be devastating when we have some.
29-16.
Okay. So, Thrasher, who are you calling in?
Well, we're the first responders to this, and I think it's best to keep it in the family. I'll go ahead and call in my superior.
Okay, he tells you to call the bomb squad, or call the police department and have the bomb squad come out.
All right, sir.
If you're unable to disarm the bomb.
Hmm?
He says if you're unable to disarm the bomb, you should call the Phoenix PD and have their bomb squad come in.
All right, I could do that. It says we have time, but who knows what these people had in mind. It might be more than one device, too, so I'm going to keep investigating.
So,
but I will go ahead and call in the Phoenix PD.
All right. While you wait for that, Mentelos, you notice there's something odd in the train yard.
Okay. Besides spotless trains.
Well, no. It looks like there is a front of trains, and then the rest of the yard is in a disarray. It actually looks like a lot of the cars have been broken down, and someone set up a workshop back there.
Okay, that's not right. I will pop over to the workshop.
Okay. So it looks like it might be the size of perhaps a tank. It's hard to tell. But it has six articulated legs. And it's kind of compact. So it's like, here's the body of this tank-like shell with these legs on either side. And then it looks like there's a cannon on the top of this thing with a weird conical dish. And there are markings on it in a language you don't recognize. And that is where I'm going to call the session for tonight.
Okay.
So, questions?
Do we all have radios or just Thrasher?
Well, you have a radio. I don't think the Red Wanderer does.
No. I have a cell phone.
But, like, your radio is built into your suit because you have cool alien technology stuff that's, like, a smart device. Like, you have a heads-up display in your contact lens or whatever.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just remembered I should have told these guys I was heading out back.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, I had fun. Got to beat up on four people at once. Cool.
Yeah, I think I said this before. When you guys were facing the neo-Nazis with your main characters, that was designed specifically to be a super tough fight because teens never get it easy.
Okay.
Not that this was meant to be a super easy fight, but this is like, you guys fought a mercenary group, and, you know, there's hints of bigger things happening. Although this does tie into the larger story that I'm working on, and if we get a chance to come back to it, that'll become more evident.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So, let me ask you this. If we end up coming directly related, are we going to end up doing a crossover?
Unlikely.
Thank goodness. I have a problem with one character at a time, not two of them.
Although Thrasher managed to hold her own very well.
That's her on her own. That's not Archie trying to run two characters.
Oh, I'm not worried so much about Ariana. Ariana can't fight for shit.
Never mind.
I don't think he's catching what you're trying to say there.
I would manage it right. It would just drag out the fight a little bit longer than we probably would like.
Anyway.
Anyway, I hope this was a fun diversion, and I hope everyone had a good time. I know we had a late start, but we made a whole character in about an hour, so I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.